USA Radio News.
I'm Dan Naraki. The United States is ready for any adversary that tries to take advantage of President Trump's illness. That's the message from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who said Monday that the U.S. is prepared should any rogue actors in the world try to take action while the president is hospitalized. Speaking to reporters before leaving on an official trip to Tokyo, Pompeo also said that he'd been keeping the president fully informed during his hospitalization and that Trump was in good spirits during their conversations. More than 30,000 people remain under evacuation orders in California as wildfires have burned through a record 4 million acres in the state. Bjorn Lomborg of the Copenhagen Consensus Center tells Fox News that attempts to suppress wildfires are one of the major reasons there are so many currently burning in the West.
By far the biggest impact is the fact that we have suppressed fire for more than 100 years. So a lot of fuel has built up in the underground of these forests.
This is USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
Congress continues to discuss a new coronavirus relief bill. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Democrats and Republicans are continuing to work on a coronavirus relief bill. Both sides are still at least a half a trillion dollars apart on the financial side of things. When it comes to who's to blame, Democrats blame Republicans, and of course, Republicans are blaming Democrats.
Speaker Pelosi had it entirely within her power to have this done on Friday before Congress left town. So it is entirely possible, but it is up to the Speaker. She's the one who's been the obstacle.
Republican Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas. That audio courtesy of Fox News.
The city of Paris has announced new restrictions after seeing a spike in coronavirus cases in younger people. The city is shuttering all bars for the next 15 days after area hospitals reported a large increase in cases among those aged 20 to 30. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The debate between Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris remains scheduled for this Wednesday night, and one former vice presidential candidate says the vice presidential candidates have to be on the same page as their presidential counterparts. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Vice President Mike Pence is set to debate Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris on Wednesday night. As far as the roles and responsibilities of a vice president, even during a debate, former vice presidential candidate Joel Lieberman says,
when you accept the role as vice president, and, you know, there were some sort of Democratic core constituency groups that were not 100% in favor of my selection. And what we said to them, I and then Vice President Gore, was the reality, which is a president should expect the vice president to argue with him if he disagrees on a matter in private. But once the president decides, that's it.
There will be two Monday Night Football games tonight. The Green Bay Packers will host the Atlanta Falcons in the already scheduled game to be played tonight, but the Kansas City Chiefs and New England Patriots will also do battle after their game was postponed due to positive coronavirus tests. Patriots quarterback Cam Newton was one of the players reportedly testing positive, causing Sunday's game to be pushed back to Monday. Both teams reported no positive tests Monday morning, giving them the green light to play tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.